Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential
for your messianic
to the maintenance
Jews.
Of a fair and just society. All program
Some people
content
don't take the time to know the difference, so that's why I just highlighted that for you.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and all of you latecomers. Shame on you. And all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we're going to get over, and we'll see if we can finish this up today. I love this content. I really do. Did the Freemasons, were they a part of the Illuminati, our forefathers, the spiritualists, the mysticists? Did they establish this country? No, they didn't. I'm going to continue on in our little exposition concerning this topic because many people have, well, drank the Kool-Aid coming from those of the revisionists and the propagandists concerning the topic, and it's highly aggravating if you would merely take the time, people, to do a little due diligence on your own and pull the curtain back on the liars, which reminds me of 1 John 2:21, where it says, and this is the reason I'm bringing this information unto you. I'm not bringing this unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. That's why we're doing this, okay? And the Lord is faithful because in the spirit, the law is perpetual in righting the wrongs continuously, right? Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Also go over to Hebrews 4, where it tells us all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And also consider that is the Lord that also brings all things to the light, and he does it without fail. So again, going fast forward, I'm going to get to this topic. Before we do get to this topic, do go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now, we're going to get over to the topic because this is what we've been doing. This is now part 8, I believe. Yes, it is. And I want to go back to the very beginning, and then I'm going to jump all the way to where we're at in this exposition today. What is a Mason? Okay, the modern definition of a Mason is, as you all the well know, it's a Freemason. They're a part. They're Satanists. They're a part of the Illuminati. They're spiritualists. They're mysticists. They're pagans. Okay, they're reprobate. That means they've been abandoned to their sin, and they taken on the doctrines of men to further their way into the hell that they themselves are creating. I say to them, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. I would also say to those same men, he that despiseth the word destroyeth his own soul, Proverbs 13:13. So you probably better get on track, and that's what we're going to do today in bringing forth more information. What is a Mason? Well, let me give you the definition of a Mason in the face of what you've been taught a Mason is. A Mason is a man whose occupation is to lay bricks. I'm not kidding. Here, it's right up on the screen here for you. American Dictionary of the English Language, Webster's 1828. Again, I ask you, what is a mason? A man whose occupation is to lay bricks and stones or to construct the walls of buildings, chimneys, and the likes, which consist of bricks or stones. Cathedral builders, abbey builders, church builders, not Satanists, not Illuminati, not spiritualists, not pagans, not mysticists. Nope. A mason is a construction worker, right? What's the second meaning, Webster's 1828, of what a mason is? A member of the fraternity. What do you think of when you think of fraternity? You think of some secret society, esoteric society of the enlightened ones in a college somewhere, right? Well, that's not what the word means at all. As a matter of fact, it means the fraternity of masons. I want you to listen carefully as to what this means. Brotherly, pertaining to brethren. The brethren, becoming brothers, a fraternal love or affection, okay? You're in it together. Or a group of people sharing a common profession or interest. So the masons, the bricklayers, had in their backyard something called the lodge. And Freemasons, who were not apart from where those masons were and where those lodges were from other parts of the continent, but they were masons in their own backyard as well. But when they were traveling, they became Freemasons, and they would land at the lodge with the other masons. What were they? Same occupation, same profession. Folks, not occultists, not Satanists. I just want to make clear everybody understands what the word and the definition of Mason and Freemason mean. It has nothing to do with what you've been taught in any sense of the word. And I want to tell you again, before we get going, for the new people that just joined us, we're on part 8 again. I just want to make clear that you all understand you have been completely lied to. And a majority of this information, this propaganda, this revisionisms that have been taking place, that have been parroted to the people by the said Christians, a lack thereof, and conservatives, a lack thereof, okay? Nobody has promulgated or broadcasted this propaganda more than those that claim to be the good guy. It's the same thing happening in politics today, same thing happening in the church today. And it's interesting, Jesus told us to beware of both. He said, straight and narrow is difficult is the way. He said, beware of the leaving over there and the leaving over there, Herodians and the Pharisees, religious hypocrites and corrupt doctrines in the government. Mark 8:15, read it when you get a moment. So what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to pick up. And this is the part where it starts to get really interesting to me, because we're going to name the names of the founding fathers that were masons, bricklayers, Freemasons, bricklaying travelers in Christianity. Okay? So now that you have the direct and the proper understanding of what a Mason is and a Freemason we're going to get back and we're going to tell you who the forefathers were that were a part of those lodges, a part of those unions, right? Which had nothing to do in separating them from their Christianity. As a matter of fact, do know this. At the lodges, folks, what would happen is the preachers would show up at the lodges and preach to the bricklayers from both those that were in their own backyard and from those that were from abroad. Okay? Just again, making clear as to give you understanding as to where we're going in just a moment. And I'm going to highlight some quotes by Albert Mackey and Albert Pike as well as to what they said. I'm going to make that really quick, and then we're going to get into the names, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to be right back on the other side of this break. Hold up with me, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. So yesterday we took the time in highlighting who Albert Mackey was, another devil who's now in hell. Read Luke 16, you'll understand perfectly. Does the Lord desire the death of the wicked? Absolutely not. They made their choice. They rejected the mercy of Christ, period. Just want to make clear, Deuteronomy 30:19. And now we're highlighting that of Albert Pike. He's the worst of the worst. I wonder how that's working out for them too, and daring the justice of God. But I want to go back to Pike really quick and highlight the fact that it was in the three-degree rituals that Pike openly embedded pagan and pluralistic teachings. Okay? 100 years after our forefathers were dead. Okay? Mixing them with the elements of the occult and spiritual mysticism, these are the openly anti-Christian beliefs that have become a part of American Freemasonry today. Has nothing to do with even Freemasonry or Masonic or Mason in any sense of the word when it comes to the definition. Completely gutted at just creating something out of thin air and tagging it to them and then tagging it to our forefathers. That's exactly what they did. Pike claimed that American Masonry was the direct receiver of the teachings of the Gnostics, the Druids, the Essenes, the Kabbalah, and numerous other long-dead cults. That's what he interjected into Freemasonry and into the Masons today. You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking about this now. When I did my first show, everybody was jumping the gun. Then I had people jumping the gun the second show. And now that I've given you all the facts concerning who our forefathers were, in contrast to who the propagandists and the revisionists want us to believe who they are and who they are in the present concerning Freemason and the Masons, how they are part of the Illuminati and Satanists, it's amazing to me. Nobody's jumping the gun anymore. I'm trying to figure why that is. Where are all those people that had a problem with what I said when, in fact, I didn't say it yet? And I'm talking about those that are trying to say what Bradley is telling you is just not true. Well, you didn't get to the point or allow me to get to the point where I could actually address the issues in which you had. And now I'm at part eight, and I'm not hearing anything from them people anymore that were so absolutely sure I was wrong about what I was saying. And again, as I said, probably part one all the way to part eight, their silence speaks volumes. Here I am. I'm giving you the facts as to who our forefathers were, when in fact you were lying about them. You were parroting that which you heard from the propagandists and the revisionists. Where are you now? 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to Albert Pike, and I want you to listen to this. Albert Pike is the one that said, listen carefully, Pike himself openly acknowledged that Freemasonry of the United States today, this was back in the 1800s, he said, is not what it was in the day of our forefathers. Well, then why are our forefathers being accused of what the Freemasons and the Masons are today? I can tell you, because what comes to my aid is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they are not searching the truth for themselves. They're not digging for the gold, the truth of the issue. They're taking things for face value. That's why, as a matter of fact, in speaking to the issues of the day concerning all of them, this is exactly why America is being destroyed. We're being destroyed from within, not without. Because the people don't know the difference. How many professing Christians do I know that aren't Christians? They act like the devil, and they listen to the hireling from the pulpit, John 10:12, and believing that that's all you have to do is just call on the name of Jesus and you're going to heaven. Really? Well, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty convenient for a devil, isn't it? No. It goes a lot further than that. The Bible says that we're to know the doctrine, Jesus said in John 7:17. He told us in the same Spirit, the same Holy Ghost, said in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we're to know, we're to study and show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're called, Christians are called to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Ezekiel 44:23, the way that the Lord did in Matthew 5 and throughout his ministry while he was on this earth incarnate. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And I'll tell you what, when you take heed to people telling you something that's not true, you should have discernment that the Holy Ghost gives to those that are born again by the Spirit, John 3:3, and the giftings of the Holy Spirit, and I'm talking about in 1 Corinthians 12, you should have enough discernment to know that something is wrong. And even if you don't know, or you do know just in part, wait until the Lord brings the whole thing to the light, because he'll do just that. When all this Masonry stuff came out concerning our forefathers, I knew it right away. There was error. I knew someone was lying about the issue. And it wasn't just someone. It was a whole lot of people that should have knew better that were lying to the American people about who our forefathers were. I mean, as if to suggest that Satan is going to produce the longest standing constitution in American history 250 years later. As if to suggest that Satan himself is going to go ahead and influence some of his little minions to put Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell. Or to put four references to the Lord in the Declaration of Independence. And the only way anybody would believe any of that nonsense is because they didn't read the Mayflower Compact. And they didn't judge them by their fruit. I mean, why do you think so many people love this Trump administration? Because they love what he says. But the problem is they're not paying attention to what he does, which conflict. There's conjecture everywhere. Why? Because the people don't judge accordingly. That's why America's in trouble today. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. The Lord teaches you in a different way as to how to comprehend by the Spirit with eyes that not on your face, but in here. Read Isaiah 11 when you get a moment. Okay? You judge not according to your eyes, but you judge according to your discernment. And the Lord will open up with his eyes by the Spirit to give you understanding that you can do all things that he does and say all the things that you hear him say with the ear, when the Spirit leads you to do so. See, there's just too many people in this country that profess to be what clearly they are not. There's a lot of people in this country, without a shadow of a doubt, that think that they are right on track. Well, within conscience, they know they're way off track, but they've deceived themselves into believing what is, in fact, what they are not in any sense of the word. That is a bad, bad place to put yourself, Americans. And that's exactly why we're here today. This is exactly why I had to take the time and study this book three times over and write 65 pages, forgive me, of notes to convey to people what it is that they themselves did not want to have to search out for themselves. Again, that's why people are in trouble. I already knew all this. Now I have the knowledge to go with what my discernment taught me long ago. Before I even read one word, I already knew I was right about what I was saying. I know people think, well, that's arrogancy. No, it is not. Make the distinction between arrogance and confidence. It's like when I know the word of God, I'm going to stand on the word of God and I'm not going to move for anybody when it comes to what I know in fact as to what the Lord has confirmed in me. Paul said, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, I know in whom I have believed. Are you going to call him cocky? Are you going to call him arrogant? Absolutely not. That is one confident man who knew in whom he believed. And so it is here. We're not going to talk out of school. We're going to stay in school. Because I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me, said Paul, and nor am I. But again, going full circle, I already knew everything we're telling you right now was factually true concerning who our forefathers were, and I knew it was factually untrue concerning the liars and the propagandists and the revisionists that wanted you to believe something of our forefathers that was not true in any sense of the word. We are to know for ourselves the truth of the matter, friends. Let's go back to what Albert Pike said, talking about Freemasonry and our founding forefathers, myth versus fact. Albert Mackey and Albert Pike are the ones responsible, 100 years after the death of our forefathers, to begin to interject what? The occult, Satanism, old dead religions into what you now know as the Masons and the Freemasonry. Has nothing to do even within itself concerning the definition. Pike himself openly acknowledged the Freemasonry of the United States was not what it was in the days of our forefathers. No, exactly diametrically opposed 100%. Yeah. The lie in modern days for the truth. The truth stands. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and today it's rising again for the 8th time in this exposition, in this series that we have been highlighting. So what we want to do is we want to come back now, and we want to begin to highlight who were the forefathers that were bricklayers, that were traveling bricklayers, church builders, cathedral builders in Christianity. Okay, we're going to come right back to that in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid to both Israel and Ukraine. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse has been recovered, the family asking that their loved one's name not be released. Meanwhile, the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard leading a criminal investigation. Former President Donald Trump returning to a New York City courtroom for day two of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. A total of 96 New Yorkers brought in as prospective jurors, 50 dismissed immediately when they said they couldn't be fair and impartial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Speaking of our founding forefathers, I was just saying during the break to my online friends, it's every time I see the truth of the matter as to who our forefathers were, I seriously laugh about it, because it's like, how did this one get over on the American people? You don't even have to barely scratch the surface to understand who our forefathers were by who we are in the present. We have the longest standing constitution. Listen to Alexander Hamilton, then we're going to get to the names of the founding forefathers that were bricklayers, stone cutters, and those that traveled abroad that were building church, cathedrals, abbeys, those that were responsible for building those such buildings and cathedrals, and the list goes on. I want you to check this, okay? The sacred rights of man are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records, said Alexander Hamilton. He said they are written with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of divinity itself, and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. When you go to that of William Blackstone, he was the one that was responsible for saying, he's the one that's the commentator on the laws of England and English common law. He's the one that said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Okay. Well, the revisionist told me that they were a bunch of Satanists. Well, I'm telling you the facts, which tears down the lie. Like Gideon in Judges 6. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Okay. Listen carefully. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. French Revolution over 10 years after American Revolution are into their 15th constitution. Brazil's into their 7th constitution. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1918. Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. You're still in your first. Every state preamble acknowledges who? The founder of this nation. What's his name? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sources from our founding era, 15,000 writings analyzed. I brought this up yesterday. Found that 3,154 quotations and sources came directly from the Bible. Bible is found most quoted by our founding forefathers. 34% of documented quotes were directly from the Bible. If you go to, for example, the function of our government, the establishment of this institution that the Lord has established, again, Exodus 18:21, separation of powers comes directly from Jeremiah 17:9. Huh. Does that sound like the children of the devil? Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. Directly from Scripture. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Directly from the Bible. Witness and capital punishment, directly from the Bible, Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government came directly from Isaiah 33:22. No wonder, because when you look at Isaiah, what does it talk about? It talks about how the government is upon his shoulders. Tax exemption for churches is Ezra 7:24. Jesus said the same thing. By the way, churches are non-taxable. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. We are a constitutional republic. Okay? Again, there is who we are. That is what they've established in part concerning where we're at today. We're going to go ahead and take our friend Charlie from, I believe, New Hampshire. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. Go ahead with your question or your comments.
Brandon, what I wanted to say was, is I used to be a Mason.
Okay.
Everything you have said is straight up and down exactly right. I was an instructor in the Blue Lodge. I taught the catechisms. And I was involved in it for some time until such point as the Lord got a hold of me and I got born again, I got saved. And about, after studying the scriptures, after about a year, I had to renounce my membership and get away from that because it was, I found it was not biblical, it was not correct, and that I had to leave it behind me and renounce the whole thing and get cleaned out of that stuff from Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen, Charlie. We're having church up in here. There's an anointing all over this conversation, my friend. I don't know if you're sensing that or not, but I praise God.
And I
believe what you just said, my friend. Every word you said. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. Go ahead.
It goes down. I was taught early on, too, you know, that if you reveal the secrets, the same thing will happen to you to happen to William Morgan. Now, he didn't bring that out, but William Morgan was one that was supposedly executed by Masonic ritual because he exposed the secrets of Freemasonry.
Okay.
And they teach you that. When I began to analyze the bloodthirsty oaths that they give you in the lodge, I began to say, this is not right. You don't make blood covenants with the devil.
That's right.
And the Lord dealt with me about that, and by the grace of God, I was able to walk away from that, get away from it, renounce all of that stuff, get out from under the occult practices, and I've been a free man ever since, and since that time, I've been preaching for about almost 50 years.
Amen. Thank you, big brother. I totally appreciate your comments.
Well, thank you, Bradley. Appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me piggyback as to what he just said. Do you know that one of the oaths? I mean, can you imagine our forefathers again? And just writing off the conversation we just had with our friend from New Hampshire. Can you imagine our forefathers taking this oath, binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue tore out by its roots and buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. Should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this, my solemn oath and obligation as entered apprentice Mason? So help me God. Are you kidding me? There's the conjecture. And keep me steadfast, fixed in direction, in the due performance of the same. Okay. Okay, you know, people need to quit looking at these organizations, which are cults, as puppies to be played with. Charlie just got done telling us that people have been sacrificed in the name of secretive, being secretive about their oaths and breaking their oaths. Well, that's what happens when you do business with the devil, right? The black taskmaster? I mean, isn't it interesting? In contrast, that's what they're teaching today. But what our forefathers did was everything in the light. And isn't that what Jesus teaches us? To do everything in the light. Yep, yep. That's one of the things I say to people that are out there telling the truth. Stay in the light. Let everybody know exactly what you're doing and stay there. And keep going the same direction that you're going. Because that is the safest place to be. Just ask David. Okay? Now let's get over to this because I know some people are waiting on this. I got to some of them yesterday. So I'm going to go fast forward. John Hancock was a Freemason, a traveling bricklayer. He was the son of the grandson of a famous gospel minister. He was the one that said, I want you to listen to this. He was the one that said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and yet with a proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights that God gave, which heaven gave, he said, and no man ought to take. Then there was Richard Stockton, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a Freemason, a traveling bricklayer. Like other signers, he pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor for us, the American independence. What are you doing with that sacrificial gift, friends? Okay? He said he left a long letter to his friends. I do want to stop right there and say we are doing a documentary on this. And we're working on this right now. Looks like it's going to probably be a two-part documentary, a two-hour part documentary. It may go longer than that. I don't know. But we're starting to work on that right now. We have a team of people out in Ohio putting it together for us right now. So you're going to have all of these quotes in put together. But our friend here, Richard Stockton, leaving a letter to his children, he said he had the frequent occasion of perusing the instrument and may probably particularly impressed with the last words of their father. He said, the universal defection and depravity of human nature, the divinity of the person and completeness of the redemption purchased by the blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Then we had John Dickinson. He was another forefather. He helped draft the Declaration of Independence. He was a signer of the Constitution. He was a traveling stone cutter. Okay? He was generally during the American Revolution and served first as the governor of Delaware and then of Pennsylvania. He said kings of parliaments could not give the rights essential to happiness. He went on and said for a removal of the tax period when the argument was raised against him that America should submit to Great Britain, they said absolutely not. Because they would not submit to the divine rights of kings. No, our rights come from God, not from man. To have a king is a heathen custom, which the Lord never called for. We are to govern ourselves before God in this country, and that's what the American people have left off. That's why they're submitting now to an evolutionary view of government when they believe that their privileges are to come from their said representatives, when in fact they have the roles completely upside down. John Dickinson said, we claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and the Lord of Earth. He said that it was said of John Dickinson that he lived a Christian life, and as he faced death, he reaffirmed his personal allegiance to Christ and rendering thanks to my Creator for my existence and station among his works, for my birth and country, enlightened by the gospel, enjoying freedom, and for all other kindnesses to him, I resign myself, humbly confiding in his goodness and his mercy through Jesus Christ for the events of eternity. Okay? Now, Robert Treat Paine was another one. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence and a Freemason. I'm flying over the ones that we already highlighted yesterday momentarily. I'm just doing a little bit of a recap here. He became the first Attorney General of the state of Massachusetts, a justice on the Supreme Court. He left a clear written record of his faith journey as a Christian, period, for example. He records his decision to commit his life for Christ. He said, I have for some time had a desire to attend upon the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11, and to come to that divine institution of a dying Redeemer. That's right. And I trust now that I am convinced that it is my duty openly to profess him least, and he be not ashamed to me on another day. Okay? So we're going to move up. Now, this is new information from this point on. James McHenry is where we will start momentarily. We'll be right back after this heartbreak. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. No, that's not what I'm talking about on live chat. I'm talking about how the Lord wrote of the law on our hearts, right? Isaiah 42:21, right? But you knew that, I'm sure. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to go ahead and start highlighting some more people known as our forefathers that were Masons, bricklayers, cathedral builders, and Freemasons, traveling bricklayers, and construction workers, okay? I bet that confused a lot of people today, right? I know it did. I know it confused a lot of people. Wait a second. That's not what that means. Oh, it's exactly what it means. Really what it comes down to, I'm sorry to say, it just really kind of shows you how stupid you are, is really what it comes down to. I mean, there's no excuse for anybody being stupid in this country. Absolutely not. We are the most enlightened people in history. Ask Daniel Webster. For anybody to be stupid today, wow. The most despised book in America today is the Word of God. Isn't that something? The most valuable book is the most despised in this country. I mean, in many cases, I could say this, and I'm responding to some of the comments that I've seen. You know, like Spurgeon said, you know, he said, some of you people have so much dust on the top of your Bibles because you never read them. He said, you could write the word damnation on top of it with your finger. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. I'm going to take David really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. David, what say you, my friend?
Hello, good morning. Good afternoon, Bradley. Listen, going along with that, do you think all of those, all of our forefathers that were carpenters and millwrights, and do you think Hillary would call them deplorable today?
I don't care what Hillary has to say. The fact of the matter is 329.5 million people should have brought justice upon her head, regardless of what the Department of Injustice has failed to do or not.
Amen, 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 100 times.
Amen.
It's moving so quickly. Just since the last time I talked to you, I can see a difference in this country.
Yep.
These shipwrecks, it just seems like they're accelerating. There's no braking at all. They're just going faster and faster and faster.
Yeah. Are you online right now, David? Are you on social media platforms? I'm just asking because you're hitting on something. I'd like to highlight it really quick with you on the line, if you don't mind.
Not a problem.
Are you on social media platforms?
Yes, I am. I'm looking and watching your show. You're just on mute right now.
Okay, cool. Now check this out. Can you see what I just pulled up on the screen? Did you know that the Simpsons alone? You want to talk about a conspiracy at work?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, folks. If you're looking at the screen right now, all of this was scripted. As a matter of fact, over 104 planned predictions have been made by the Simpsons, and every one of them has come to pass. It's very telling, is what it is, because people want to say conspiracy theory. No. This is a conspiracy, and they're using the Simpsons, which started in my backyard on the back of a paper called City Pages. It was called Life in Hell. And what's interesting is that's exactly what this guy, Matt Groening, has created. And he is definitely interconnected with people that are creating these conspiracies, these crises. And what they're doing is they're putting him in the movie or their cartoons. And then what they're doing is they're pre-planning and predicting what's going to happen. And then before you know it, here it comes. It happens. That is the definition of conspiracy. And that's exactly what's happening. So I totally agree with what your assessment was. No doubt, David.
This is completely insane. I, at 65 years old, and like I've said it before, I cannot believe what I'm seeing here.
Same here.
Americans are just laying down. Nobody wants to talk about it. My church is very shut mouth about it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it. And they open their door to the gays and everything else. And I'm trying to tell them, look, man, This is kind of going against the word, isn't it? I mean, well, it's scary.
Yeah. David, all are welcome, but come back as you're changed, period.
Yes.
In the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, it took people 1 to 3 years to be proven by the congregation before they could be a part of a church body. Now look at it. They are apathetic. They're tolerant, they're shameful, they're disgraceful, and it is what you see in the present day in the American church overall. And I don't want to make a wide swipe like that, but there's very far and few between that are the real deal in this country. But I can say easily a good portion all the way up into the 99 percentile in the American church today, they are the children of the apostate. That's exactly what they are. They are not the children of the Lord.
I agree 100%, 100%. It's gotten completely out of hand, and we need the hand of God to come down. I guess it's time, and now they're talking about this eclipse and trying to create fear about that.
Of course.
So God
it's always something, David. Look at this P. Diddy thing. Who cares? He should have been thrown in jail a long time ago. He's just put in place as a distraction, just like the Mayorkas thing was. It was a distraction. Every day it's something new. And when it comes to corruption in government, notice how they're never prosecuted for their crimes. Never.
Never.
Yep.
Never.
Yep.
And it will never happen. They're just, I don't know what kind of armor they've got on, but they have some kind of unpierceable armor that is just, I don't know what's going on there.
Oh,
they should have all been locked up many years ago.
Yeah, it's pierceable, my friend. Oh, rest assured, it's pierceable. I just went through Jeremiah in the Book of Lamentations, and it's interesting. Those that are being used right now to judge this country, if it be the Lord's, which I believe it is, once that judgment's over with, it's interesting how the Lord judges the people that were used to judge us. It's much more severe. And but that doesn't say that America is not going to go through judgment. We are, without a shadow of a doubt, going through it. We are, as a people, going through it. Yeah.
Yes, as a country, we're going through it.
Absolutely.
As a world, we're going through it.
Absolutely. David, I got to try to finish as much as I can. And I don't remember talking to you, but I appreciate you, guy. And call again when you feel that you need to.
Okay, I will, Bradley. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. What a nice guy. Seriously. Here, can I show you something else here, friends? Isn't it interesting that during the pandemic, the government comes in, destroys your businesses, families, and your health? This is why I'm saying you haven't seen anything yet. Because now we're going into seven times harsher when it comes to the judgments. Look at Leviticus 26:15 to 46. Okay? Isn't it interesting? What do people do? They act like sheep when the government, who has no business and no constitutional authority to destroy anybody's business, to destroy anybody's family, or to destroy anybody's health, and they sit there like a bunch of sheep. But you see their real game face, like the one that you're looking on social media platforms right now, when their favorite football team loses the game, and even all the well knowing that the NFL is completely rigged. I don't know anybody today that does not know that the NFL is rigged from start to finish. And yet they care more about a rigged football game than they do defending their businesses and their families and their own health. You deserve, Americans, and I'm talking about those that are accomplices to the crimes that are being tolerated, you deserve what you get. And you're going to get it. If you want to test your steel in allowing and giving a pass to corruption today, you better understand that those things that are being tolerated by the people is the Lord using them as his servants to judge disobedient people that call themselves God's children. Read Jeremiah. Read the whole chapter. And then read Lamentations 1 through 5 when you get a moment. And you tell me, folks, you want to talk about the severity of where we're at right now? We are in dangerous times. All the well-knowing, all the things that are happening right now in this country, and the American people are still caught up in paying attention to their favorite politician. That is called idolatry, and I'm here to tell you that's exactly why America's in trouble in the first place. They keep going around the same mountain, over and over and over and over again, but yet that's all they do throughout the next cycles, complain about the crimes that they tolerate by the favorite politician that they put back into the people's White House. That's what they'll do. Read Acts 12:22 when you get a moment. It is shameful, David. Absolutely shameful. It is embarrassing, to say the least. Americans have no idea that what is much has been given, much is required. You've been given more than any other country on the planet. And that's why other countries are looking to you to get it right. To get it right. They're praying to God that you get it right, because they know that when America goes, so does the bad guy. Everything else goes. There's going to be anarchy in the world if you tolerate what's going on in this country, in your own backyard. Hang on a second. We're gonna continue on here. I'm going to get back to the topic, and we're going to cover some more ground. Don't go anywhere. Give me 10 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.